This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm David Byrd. The U.S. House of Representatives on Friday approved a $2.2 trillion aid package, the largest in American history, to help people and businesses cope with the economic downturn inflicted by the coronavirus pandemic.
A quorum is present. The motion is adopted.
The massive bill rushes billions of dollars to medical providers on the front lines of the outbreak. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that members from both parties were able to put aside their differences to do what is best for the country.
We're so pleased today to be able to have passed on the floor practically unanimously this important bill, CARES, and we want to demonstrate that we do care for the American people in every way.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy sought to reassure small business owners who have had to close because of the coronavirus pandemic.
To every small business that is asked to shut down and everyone who works for a small business, now the resources are there for you.
The Senate has already approved the bill by a unanimous vote. President Donald Trump signed the legislation late Friday. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has tested positive for the new coronavirus. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
I've developed mild symptoms of the coronavirus, that's to say, cough.
In a video posted on Twitter, Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he was tested for COVID-19 on the advice of Britain's chief medical officer, and that test came out positive.
I am working from home.
But Johnson says he will be able to continue with his responsibilities.
Coronavirus.
If Johnson does become unable to work, the government says Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab will replace him. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News. South Africans woke up under lockdown Friday, struggling to adapt to some of the toughest restrictions in the world as the country recorded its first coronavirus deaths and confirmed cases rose above 1,000. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
South Africans woke to a 21-day lockdown on Friday, some of the toughest measures in the world as the country recorded its first coronavirus deaths and confirmed cases rose above 1,000. But the results are mixed and underlines the difficulty other countries in the region may face if the disease takes real hold. The streets of Johannesburg are practically deserted, for example, while military and traffic police have been removing homeless people from the streets and forcing them into shelters. But not far away in Alexandra and other poorer townships, large crowds are still gathering. And the cramped conditions in those places go against social distancing rules and act as a breeding ground for the virus among people reliant on the country's ailing public health system. The restrictions confine people to their homes for most activities, including exercise, only permitting trips outside for specific purposes like buying food or for health emergencies. South Africa's first two deaths from the virus both occurred in Western Cape, more than 600 miles from Johannesburg. The country has become an epicenter of the outbreak on the continent, where 3,212 people have been infected overall, of whom 84 have died.
Iranian media reports that hundreds of people have been killed and more than 1,000 sickened by ingesting methanol in the mistaken belief it protects against the coronavirus. AP's Zaria Shakali has details.
An Iranian doctor helping the country's health ministry told the Associated Press the problem was even greater, giving a death toll of around 480, with 2,850 people sickened. The poisonings come as fake remedies spread across social media in Iran, where people remain deeply suspicious of the government after it downplayed the crisis for days before it overwhelmed the country. The Islamic Republic has reported over 29,000 confirmed cases and more than 2,200 deaths from the virus, the highest toll of any country in the Middle East. I'm Zaria Shakli.
On Wall Street, all three major indices closed down, with the Dow Jones Industrials off more than 4%, the S&P down nearly 3.5%, and the NASDAQ down 3.79%. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.